repulsive. We're talking about being bombarded with drag queen propaganda in our society and culture. It's bringing down the fabric and framework of our society and culture.
Drag queens do not care.
Yep. But it's really what they're trying to do is this is an attack by the communist agenda, really, to...
Hey, that's the thing.
What?
Drag queen daycare.
It's probably coming to a town nearest you. But we don't want to... We're not trying to promote that. What we're trying to say is we're trying to bring to light that this is an attack by the communists on society and culture because they want to make the men, like, feminized.
Yeah.
They want to make the men, like, so they're, like, not procreating because they want to curtail... One of the agendas is they want to curtail population control.
They want to breed down.
Yeah, and then they want to make everybody, like, one people, you know? So that's, like, their ultimate agenda here. But they want to make the men so that they're not procreating, you know? And then they want to make the women all stupid, spoiled whores. That's really what they want to create. That's really the kind of society and culture they want to create that's driven by sex, virtual reality, you know, stuff where everybody can, like, you know, go on to, you know, some kind of platform and like,
being
look at
the same.
Yeah, it's just, it's all about being entertained and not doing anything and sitting around, getting high on all different kinds of legal drugs and in a daze and you're... Don't know if you're a man or a woman or...
Because we smoke pot. And I feel like that. I feel like that is bad is what they're doing.
Or what they're trying to create. Well, I think that marijuana is good because it's an extrasensory perception enhancer. That's why I think marijuana is a good thing. And that's what we're ultimately trying to do. We're trying to promote the concept here on the show here of the unification of the soul and spirit in harmony as one. The soul, you know, is the vital life force receiver dial of the body. And the mind is the brain, you know, which processes all kinds of stuff. It processes signals from
everything
in the body. You know, it really is. It's the Kabbalistic Adam Kadmon of the universe, where it's like you have the highest heaven Kether at the very top, and then you have Asiya at the very bottom, which is where Earth is at the footstool of Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon stands on the earth with the two pillars of Joachim and Boaz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's some deep Kabbalistic esotericism there for you.
Indeed.
But that is what the brain is. The brain is the center, is the highest heaven of the man, Adam Kadmon. And, you know, that's really where we're at. You know, it's like our brain is, we're like microcosms of the macrocosm. Macrocosm is Adam Kadmon. We are microcosms of that. We are images of God. We are images of Adam Kadmon, so to speak. Images of the universe, images of the galaxy, whatever. Because there's different dimensions of Adam Kadmon within the big Adam Kadmon. It's just, it's crazy.
It is.
It's deep. It's dark. Some people call it evil, dark occultism, you know. Or maybe there's a truth to be imparted to people. In regards to it. Maybe it'll help them to understand the nature of reality better. I don't know.
What does it bring up to Jesus Christ?
Well, I think there's something to be gained in regards to understanding the Kabbalah Kabbalah, you know, like, I think that there is, and I think that it applies to this, the transformational process of a Christian, you know, I think that's very possible, you know, into, because I think we've talked about the transformation.
What does it draw you to Jesus Christ?
Well, it doesn't, the occult. Esotericism doesn't really, like, speak of anything of Jesus Christ. It just speaks of systems. Systems of cosmology, cosmogony of the universe, systems of...
So we're not about that, right?
Well, not necessarily, no. I mean, I'm not praising any of these systems, so to speak. I'm taking and using examples from these systems to explain the point here. But ultimately,
which is,
well, we're talking about the brain being the spirit, so to speak, of the body, and how this is a microcosm of the macrocosm that we understand in the Kabbalah from the Hebrew, the school of, I believe it was, Rabbi Simeon ben Yochai, and he had a bunch of other rabbis that were a part of his Kabbalistic order.
Oh.
And they talked about this was some of their beliefs of the cosmology and cosmogony of the universe. And the highest heaven is the brain of Adam Kadmon, so to speak. That is the Holy of Holies, where the Lord dwells, the northern part of the universe, of the cosmos. And the earth is the footstool in the fourth world of the universe, so to speak.
Does it though, when you do Jesus Christ? No.
Probably not. This is just Freemasonry, is really what it is. This is stuff that's taught in Freemasonry.
A bunch of pastime.
BS?
Yes.
It could be. Could be. But we're using it as an example because there's people out there who might identify with the Kabbalah and might identify with what we're talking about. And we're bringing deep, this is deep esoteric knowledge to the table, because we want to be versatile in our knowledge of things, you know? We want to be able to talk intellectually with all kinds of people, and we want to be able to assimilate to some of their concepts and bring those into our...
The one and the other.
Yeah? Yeah, I think it's good to educate people in all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's like, once again, going back to what we're talking about in Hinduism. We talked about that before as a very, you know, deep system of religion. I don't know if you remember that. But it's like, we're not glamorizing Hinduism, but we want to understand Hinduism so that we can speak intellectually with these people and apply certain concepts. But ultimately, this is what we're trying to kind of impart on people here. We're trying to present this concept of the spirit and the soul in unison. And this ultimately goes back to what we were talking about originally with marijuana being a tool that enhances extrasensory perception. And this extrasensory perception is what can be used, and, well, it's not what used, it's like anything that stimulates that is good because it helps you to become more intuitive, helps you to become more extrasensory perceptive in reality here.
Uh-huh.
In the material world, as the Kabbalah calls it, the Hebrew Kabbalah. that we're in the fourth world of the materialistic world. The footstool of God, it says in the Bible. The Bible says that earth is the footstool of God. And so this world down here is essentially, it's a three-dimensional, sensual world where there's, where like the physical being of people is like hard. Whereas like in heaven, it's like there's no, I don't believe there's any like beings that could be like our kind in there. They have to be like ethereal. They have to be like interdimensional kind of beings. Whereas down here, it's like very hard and corporeal reality.
It's real.
It's really like hell. Like this is a hellish kind of world because we're so far away from God. We're at the footstool of God. Or the Adam Kadmon, as you'd like to call it in the Kabbalah. But yeah, so I mean, our ideas of holy things and heavenly things are very hard to define and understand in this reality, I feel like. If there's some truth to what these people are saying, yeah, it has to, it is, you know, and I think that that's really what we're trying to identify, but we're trying to become more one with God. We're trying to make ourselves more into the image of God, you know, and we do that through combining the soul and spirit together, and marijuana helps us to
achieve that.
To a certain degree, it's not the main panacea or the, as you call it, you know, the antidote to, you know, you just do that and all of a sudden you're like, God, yeah. It's not. But it does, it encourage you in that direction. You know, ultimately, I think that it's just a part of trials and tribulations, though. Trials and tribulations, I feel like, can refine you, your soul and spirit, you know.
Indeed.
That's why we have to go through these trials and tribulations in life. You know, I feel like is to...
One after another.
Yeah, it really is. It's one after another. Like, we have to go through these things because... Like, we need to be... These are what are refining our mind, our character, and ultimately... Potentially, for some people, the soul and the spirit, like, combining...
Refining our soul.
It is. It's refining our souls. Refining our souls. Like, I remember when we read a scripture in the New Testament. It was a little ways away from now, but in the past. But it talked about when the scripture's saying, like, this guy was praying, one of the top things that he was praying for was He prayed for your souls to prosper. He says, I pray that your souls prosper. What is that? It's that our souls become more aligned with our spirit, with our brain, with our heavenly place of our body. Our heavenly place of our is in the head, is in the crown chakra, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is like if our anything is like wrong in our minds, in our heavenly realm of our body, it's going to have some kind of negative effect on our body somewhere. You know what I mean? I feel like it's going to, some disease is going to creep up somewhere or something. You know, it's just like it's not good. We don't want to be lopsided mentally, like Jung says, Carl Jung. We want to be that soul to prosper, you know. We want our spirit, our mind, to understand the soul better so that we can become, you know, become one with God, become one with getting back on track. Getting back on track with, like it was in the time of the Garden of Eden.
Well, the meat of the tattoo. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, what it all boils down to is, it boils down to keeping the commandments of God and holding and bearing the testimony of Jesus. That's really what it boils down to. You know, that's the... But at the same time, the Christian who is doing that is in a transformational process. You're right there?
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. But the Christian is in a transformational process. And that transformational process, I believe, is a biological system, you know, that where the soul and the spirit needs to be interconnected to be one with God. And through that, like, there needs to be, like, extrasensory perception developed. There needs to be prophecies preached. There needs to be psychic intuitions and all kinds of stuff that bears witness that you are one with God.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to promote. And I think that that is a psychological, doctoral.
Very psychological, because
the transformation is definitely, it's a psychological process. Processes.
If you think about God, mm-hmm. on any amount of time, that is in itself thinking out of the box.
Yeah, it is a transformational kind of deal, I think, more or less, you know, where you're embarking upon that realm of transformation. It's just that whether or not you're kind of curious about it, or you're actually engaging in it, is a different kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you believe in it, or just messing around?
No, I do. I believe in it. I believe that there has to be scientific method-based evidence to promote oneself as a chosen person. There has to be evidence of it.
Has to be.
Because going back to what we're originally talking about with repulsive people, the system is not promoting people to go in that direction. They're trying to make, you know, they're only trying to promote a social kind of.
I think that term repulsive gives RuPaul way too much credit.
So we shouldn't even call this episode repulsive?
I just think it draws credit.
We don't want to give any
RuPaul.
Okay, yeah, I don't think you're right. I don't think we can do that, actually. Yeah, I mean, it's just something that we don't really actually want to, like, give any credit to. I agree, dude. I agree. We want to give credit to, like, this, the concept that we're promoting tonight.
Yeah.
Not anything to him. But the fact of the matter is, her whatever it is. What we want to bring to light more than anything is that they are trying to make people a certain way. They're trying to make women here stupid, spoiled whores. They're trying to make men want to be women. You know, and that's what we're trying to say, like, is the ultimate.
So, in reality, they're trying to make everyone stupid brothers.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's true. And.
Because you're weird, dude.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make us stupid brothers.
They are. That's really what they're... Everybody...
That makes everyone.
Because we can't reproduce, and they don't want us to really to reproduce anymore. You know, I don't think. They want us... Because we're already enough. Like,
it's established.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is we got the panacea of that here, and that's what we're trying to promote here on this, so... Got some deep concepts for you to think about here. We're back.
Welcome back, good people.
We're back with a good topic here. Got something we wanted to bring to everybody's attention.
True light.
What's that?
Too light.
Too light?
Too light.
Are we too light?
We'll bring this to light.
To light. Indeed we are. And that is that they are the beast, I believe, is using in highly populated areas, it's using traffic light cameras to harass the people as they're driving through these things. These cameras aren't actually used to take your picture running a red light or catching some kind of perpetrator or some kind of crime.
It's some sort of conspiracy?
I believe it is, and I have evidence to bring this to light. Because we're... like you say, we're light. To light. We're bringing it to light. There's a conspiracy here, and that is that these things... They say that therefore... our safety. Oh, we don't want people running red lights. We want to be able to, you know, monitor everybody's shady dealings, or, you know, through these cameras and stuff in these certain areas of town. But really what's happening is that these lights are going off. These cameras, camera lights, are going off at... in the middle of green lights and stuff. They're not taking pictures at the proper time. So is this the question, is it some kind of defect?
Or it could be they're trying to track you and your movement.
Exactly. They're tracking your movement. And when you go through one of their scanners... they take your picture to let you know it. Well, it's only certain people, though. It does this stuff, too, by the way.
Really?
I think they're targeting certain people through this. Persons of interest, so to speak. Because that's really what they're trying to do. That's really what this is about. It's about... tracking certain people, and it's about harassing them while they're going through the middle of a green light, taking your picture when the camera is supposed to only take pictures of people running red lights. But that is defective, obviously, because why is it taking pictures of people during the middle of a green light when you're not even going through the light that it's supposed to take pictures of people running? So, we want to bring this to light to the people that this is happening. So what is it? Is it a defect in the technology of these cameras? Or is it a little more than that? Or is it harassment?
Oh, I don't know how much... faith you put in
Well, it's not, the thing is these companies aren't even, like, they aren't even places that are even in our city. They're based out of, they're companies that are, like, out of town, you know, out of state, even. I mean, it's like...
El Paso, Texas.
Maybe. I mean, all the way down south. Yeah, down there. I mean, it very well could be. It's like, who are these people that are a part of these companies? You know, that's one thing that I learned is that really, really have no connection to the police here in our city or anything. It's like, this is out of, contracted out. Something contracted out, as usual, which is the same thing with the way they're doing the cell phone towers. All these people that are working on these cell phone towers, they're not people who are local. There isn't local cell phone tower people. These are all contracted out from certain areas, out of state, and...
Far away.
Yeah, so you don't... There's no link. They try to make it so there's no link to any of these people.
Well, not only that, but they make it so these people don't want to question the authority.
Oh yeah, it's a total psyops in that sense. Yes.
They just wanna change the protocol.
Yeah, it's all about protocol too with these kind of people, because these people are involved in nefarious agendas and stuff, and so, like, you know, protocol is very important when you're dealing with nefarious agendas, which are, you know, these traffic cameras, these cell towers, and I would even go so far as to say the chemtrail spraying in our skies are another thing by the military industrial complex of our various organizations, unfortunately. And this is all harassment. This is all meant to be harassment on the people. They're using the cell towers to harass us in certain respects, to mess with our frequencies, our digital frequencies of our cameras, you know, on our phones or our phones itself or our TVs or whatever, you know, they could potentially be doing that. Then we have, obviously the cameras taking pictures at erratic intervals, and then the chemtrail spraying, you know, that is taking place, in the skies. It's all nonstop bombardment of harassment to the people, really. I mean, it really is, dude. I feel like we're constantly under the beast's attack, dude, to some degree. We really are. What the fuck?
We have lovely neighbors up there. I'm sorry if you can hear any of that.
Yeah, they seem to want to play with their dogs when we're trying to podcast in peace. So.
But anyways, what were you saying?
It's hard to focus and concentrate with all the banging around upstairs.
Seriously.
Well, we're just talking about this, I can't do this anymore, dude.